Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Weekly Weather Outlook and Update of the Crop Watch podcast. I'm your host, Eric Hunt. We currently have a tornado watch in effect for most of central and eastern Nebraska. Now, again, this is early Friday afternoon, so this tornado watch goes in effect until 7 o'clock. We currently have some tornado-worn storms north of Kearney and some additional storms that are developing kind of between Fairbury and York, moving toward the north-northeast. We are expecting severe storms to affect most, if not all, of eastern Nebraska and parts of north-central Nebraska through the remainder of the afternoon and evening. So pay very close attention to conditions before you leave. I don't necessarily recommend being out and about, within an hour or so of these storms coming in, because they absolutely could have tornadoes. There certainly is a large hail threat. Currently, the storms that are south and west of Lincoln are severe storm worn for large hail. I think that right now that's a primary threat. The tornado threat is probably going to get a little bit higher as you head into far eastern Nebraska and particularly over into western Iowa. The good news, though, is once this first system gets out of here later this afternoon, we should have a relatively quiet evening. So once these storms are gone, the threat diminishes pretty rapidly. And I think by mid-evening, things should be in pretty good shape. We actually hopefully will get some drier air invected in here. And we should be looking at a relatively calm night across pretty much the entire state of Nebraska and a relatively nice start to the day tomorrow. And conditions staying, if not necessarily sunny, certainly dry for a good portion of the day tomorrow. That will change later tomorrow afternoon, late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening, as we will see additional storms develop kind of right along a boundary, which right now was projected to more or less kind of be somewhat stalled between, I'm going to call it probably like Superior and heading up toward Blair. Now, again, that may be a little bit further north. It may be a little bit further south. But generally speaking, it's going to be probably northwest of Lincoln and Omaha and south of Norfolk and Wayne and over toward Grand Island. Grand Island is likely to be on the western side of this boundary. So if you're on the western side of this boundary tomorrow, it will be a little bit cooler, potentially significantly cooler as you get further west of the state. Ahead of it, it will be more humid and warmer with temperatures likely being in the 70s, potentially even into the low 80s across portions of far southeastern Nebraska. There is a severe weather threat tomorrow as well. That threat is probably highest across far southeastern Nebraska and into Missouri and Iowa. It will be kind of in the warm sector and more and I kind of call the prime region for severe storm development. But there'll be a secondary area that I think we're going to have to watch out for, like right along that boundary. But I think the bigger risk in the, what I call the Highway 30 corridor and heading up into northeastern Nebraska is going to be the threat of flooding rains. We had significant precipitation last night across a lot of this area, with a lot of places receiving 2 to 3, in some cases over 4 inches of rain, kind of an area stretching from Kearney over toward Aurora and then up north into Platte County and Colfax County. So again, a lot of that rain was generally fairly welcome. That's an area that has really not had much precipitation to speak of in the last couple of years. So it's probably the best rainfall that some places have picked up in a long time. But again, it's probably was too much of a good thing in some cases. And just looking at some of the high resolution models, that area of east central and into northeastern Nebraska is definitely kind of at a risk for having some additional training thunderstorms tomorrow evening into tomorrow night. And I think that threat will shift a little bit toward the southeast as we head into tomorrow night. So again, we're probably looking at a relatively stormy evening across pretty much all of central and eastern Nebraska with additional rain occurring further west. So over the day on Sunday, we will see another area of low pressure moving up into the area. And that should generate decent amounts of precipitation across a good portion of the state, with more moderate rainfall being more of the probably higher probability, particularly across central and western Nebraska. So again, I think we are looking at a very good portion of the state picking up meaningful rainfall. Just taking a look at the projected QPF from the WPC, and they are showing pretty much the entire state picking up over an inch of moisture in the next 48 to 72 hours. So again, in some cases, that's going to be too much of a good thing. And I do want to reiterate that, in addition to the severe storm threat, there is probably more of a significant flooding threat in some cases, just because of the sheer amount of rain that might fall over the course of a 48-hour time frame. It's possible that some places in, say, like Hall and Hamilton and Polk counties could end up with 7 inches of rain total between yesterday morning and Sunday afternoon, which would be more rain than you probably saw the entire first half of last year. So one extreme to another. The good news is we should start to dry out as we head into Monday and Tuesday. We'll be a little bit cooler on Sunday, potentially significantly cooler. Highs may be 5 to 15, 20 degrees cooler on Sunday, probably more on the 15 to 20 degree cool side in eastern Nebraska if you happen to get in the low 80s on Saturday. But temperatures will quickly bounce back as we head into early next week. So we should be back in the 70s across pretty much the entire state by Monday, if not Monday, certainly Tuesday. But then again, we'll have additional chances of precipitation on Wednesday and in later next week as we have a couple of additional short waves that will be traversing the region and giving us additional chances for rain and thunderstorms. At this point, they don't look like they're going to be the types that are going to potentially produce 2 to 5 inches of precipitation. But there may be at least a slight chance for some severe weather during the somewhere between Wednesday and then again later this next week. So I think we'll have to just pay close attention to that. But regardless, I do think just given the amount of precipitation has fallen in the last 24 hours and what we can expect the rest of the weekend and then, you know, probably heading later this next week, I don't anticipate there being too many open planting windows or any too many open windows for other additional field work in the next week. So again, I think this precipitation is very beneficial in a lot of cases in terms of getting us some recharge in the soil moisture, trying to get some water back into our ponds. But this is probably going to keep a lot of you that have been listening that are interested in getting back in the field. This is probably going to keep you on the sideline until about the first part of May. Temperature-wise, looking a little bit deeper into the future, we should stay mostly pretty warm next week. There may be probably cool off a little bit Thursday, bounce back on Friday, cool off a little bit next weekend. But I think maybe more interest as we head into the first week, full week of May, there's right now the models have been suggesting more deep troughing, kind of more or less almost not being stationary in a true sense, but not moving very quickly off the West Coast. And that may help drive some stronger mid and upper level ridging across a lot of the central United States as we head into the week of May 6th. If that happens, we could start seeing temperatures being well above average, like, you know, getting well into the upper 70s and, you know, maybe cracking mid to upper 80s type of above average. If you remember in 2022, we had a stretch in mid-May, particularly in the eastern side of the state, where we had temperatures that got decently into the low to mid-90s with some even some humid conditions. I'm not sure that's quite what we're going to expect at this point, but I do anticipate us being relatively warm to start out the month of May. And there are some signals that as we get a little bit deeper into May that we will start drying out a little bit. So I do think that once we get past this, you know, next 72 hours, we get a few more chances of showers next week, we may start having some more extended periods of dryness for us to get back, you know, get back in the fields, which would be a good thing, as we don't want you don't need necessarily need people still planting as we get into the month of June, as that doesn't always work out very favorably. In fact, it probably often doesn't work out favorably, depending on what you're growing, depending on unless you are intentionally growing a shorter season, then it's probably just fine. In terms of the update, so some of the things I posted on the weekly weather summary on Wednesday, and again, I posted that on Wednesday because I had some other responsibilities I had to tend to yesterday. I wasn't going to have enough time to actually put together a decent update summary. But regardless, the areas that did see a lot of the moisture, some places where we're seeing some deficits in soil moisture, so that's a good thing. Again, I would really like to see additional moisture come into the southeastern quadrant of Nebraska. It looks relatively likely in the next 48 hours, but in terms of percentiles, that is the area of the state that looks driest. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, when you see your soil moisture percentiles in the 10th or 20th percentile, it doesn't mean you're bone dry. It just means that the water content is a lot lower than what it normally is this time of year. Now, again, this is a time of year we typically have a good bit of moisture in the profile. And in that part of the state in particular, that's the wettest part of the state. And it tends to be, they tend to have a lot more soil moisture in southeast Nebraska than they do even in, you know, say, Grand Island, York. That area tends to not have as much moisture natively or naturally as areas to, you know, our southeast. So that was good news. Soil temperatures, generally speaking, were well above 50 across most of the state. So again, the we did see some relatively cool temperatures or chilly temperatures last weekend across most of the state, particularly in western Nebraska. And, you know, my gosh, there was a couple of spots out in the panhandle, didn't even get to freezing for a high last Saturday. So pretty much the entire state saw freezing conditions for at least a couple hours, either on Saturday and or Sunday morning, with temperatures that were, but the 28 degrees or colder temperatures were mostly confined to north central and western Nebraska. So not necessarily places where you've had a lot of corn planted. And generally people don't plant corn as early in that area of the state as they do further southeast because of that, you know, later freeze risk of what we have in the eastern side of Nebraska. I would probably say with at least some degree of confidence that the freezing temperatures that we saw last weekend in the eastern side of the state were probably the last freezing temperatures that we're going to see this season. I can't quite rule that out in cross parts of northeast Nebraska, and I'm definitely not ready to rule out the possibility of a light freeze just from a climatological standpoint across north central and western sections of the state. But, you know, it's possible it could be done, but not necessarily that likely. Trying to think what other updates. I think that might just be about it. So, again, just be very careful of storms later today. Pay close attention tomorrow afternoon and get through some rain on Sunday. I do think people will be able to hopefully get back out into the field as we maybe get into the second week of May when we right now looks like we should be heading into a nice warm stretch and maybe starting to see some drier, at least a drier window as we head into that second week of May. But for now, that concludes the weekly weather outlook and the update for the week ending April 27th, 2024. Talk to you next week.